We'll go now to our first guest and one man that I've been looking forward to have on the program since this show started. He is the coach of the Brisbane Lions, and his name is Chris Fagan. Chris, welcome to 1116 SEN.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's obviously probably very fresh in your mind. I'm not sure how much across it you are with the details of Bomber Thompson, but it is someone, Chris, you arrived at the Hawks from memory in 2008, and you know those 3 years, the next 3 years when Bomber was coach of Geelong, the Hawks and the Cats had a very, very famous rivalry. It's obviously very sad to see where Bomber is at the moment.
Yeah, it is. I was sitting in a meeting today and saw it flash up on my phone, and my immediate reaction was to feel sad, and hope that that in some way, shape, or form, it can turn out to be a positive for him. You never like to see that, and I don't know the details, but wish him all the best, and hope it turns out in a good way.
Yeah, well said, Chris. And talk all things footy and all things the Brisbane Lions. You get a chance, I guess, at the quarter of the season mark where you are now, Chris, to find out where you feel that you're at. You're 0-6, but there was so much positivity the first few games. You were highly competitive. I know that the reigning premiers gave you a little bit of a touch-up, but they've done that to a fair few sides in the first 6 weeks. Where do you feel you're at taking sort of the win-loss record out of it?
I think we've improved as a football team. We've been much more competitive in the first six games than what we were last year. We've been in a position in every game bar the Richmond game to challenge for victory. We've improved. Last year, I think we averaged about 116 points against per game. We're 94 at the moment. So that's a 3.5 goal improvement defensively.
Yep.
We were a poor clearance team last year, and I think we're number two AFL clearance differential at the moment. We've worked hard on that over the summer, and contested ball, we probably won about 30% of our quarters last year in contested ball. We've won half this year, and we've worked really hard on that. The bit of our game that's causing us a few problems at the moment is probably our ball movement. And not so much our ball movement up the ground, more our ball movement inside 50. And it happened again at the weekend against GWS. We were really competitive throughout that game, and in the first quarter, I think we kicked 5 points. We should have kicked a little bit more accurately, but we also probably had 8 or 9 other opportunities to set up scoring shots that we managed to find a way to make an error, and they didn't turn into scores for us. So we're working really hard on that at training. It's really hard to work on every element of your game, and we concentrated on our defence, and we concentrated on our contested ball. Last year, towards the end of the year, we probably just concentrated on our ball movement. But what you find with a young team is it's just a real challenge to get all the elements to come together. And I think, to be honest, look, Port Adelaide beat us by 5 points in round three over there after they'd beaten the Swans a week before. We had a really close run with Gold Coast a week or two ago, another 5-point loss. We've had 2 5-point losses. We've been very competitive in every single game that we've played against Melbourne Saints, GWS, just the one bad game against the Tigers. So we're making progress. We're doing that on the back of, we didn't have no Daniel Rich for a period of 4 or 5 weeks. Dane Beams has been, it's been a difficult 3 or 4 months for him, and he's just finding his feet again. Zorko's been heavily tagged. Teams are going after our older, better players and putting some pressure on them, and it's fallen back onto the younger guys, and they're standing up pretty well. So I'm pleased with their development. And, it's just time and games and patience. And I know this football industry hasn't got much of that, but that's what's required here at the moment.
6:15 on Time On. Sam McClure being joined by the coach of the Brisbane Lions, Chris Fagan, who just gave a very expansive answer as to where they're
Sorry
at.
About the summarized...
no, 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 Chris, you summarised it very well. Speaking of which, I want to ask you about the state of the game. I'm not sure how much it's been debated up in Queensland, but this week it's been very much at the edge of everyone's lips and conversation. There's been a lot of debate about what the game looks like. You're part of the competition committee, Chris, where I think the first sitting of it is next Thursday or Friday.
So Yeah.
Do you have a take on it? One of the power brokers of your club, one of the legends of your club, Lee Matthews, is talking about maybe bringing in starting positions. There's been talk from Malcolm Blight about zones. Where do you sit on it?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? Because what's happening is teams are just getting better and better at defending, and the some of the highlights of our game, like high marking and high scoring and forwards who can kick a lot of goals and space to do it, it's just been taken away, I guess, and as the game evolves. And yeah, look, I think ultimately it's entertainment, isn't it? And it just depends on what your view is. Is your view that a close game's entertainment, or is the view that you want high scoring, high skills, great marks?
What's your view on that, Chris? What would you prefer to see?
I'd probably like to see the skills of the game and entertainment and high scoring and, you know, forwards that kick a lot of goals coming back into vogue. I think that's exciting for the fans. You know, I've got to think about the longevity of the game. But, you know, when you're in the trenches, you don't think so much. You know, that's taken my coach's hat off.
Yeah.
But when you're in the trenches, you're sort of like you're trying to do what you have to do each week to be competitive and try and win games. So that means you have really good defensive systems and you can keep teams to low scores. Then when that's what you do, you know. So it's a bit of a conundrum, isn't it?
It certainly is. There's another conundrum, Chris, I reckon, that's going on and something that you might be very passionate about. We've just had a text from Sam in Hobart that says, as a kid, I had number 28 on my Hobart jumper, which was Chris Fagan's number. He gave me a book on footy at the end of the season, and to this day, it remains one of my most prized possessions. You're part of a steering committee with the likes of Brendan Bolton, a close friend of yours, and Nick Riewoldt and other members of the AFL. Mm. Chris, where do you think we can go with football in Tasmania? Where do we need to go?
I think, look, my personal view on it is, and this is just my personal view, is that Tasmania would love to have their own team in the AFL, right? So that's what they'd love to have. But that's going to be a difficult thing to do, and one day it might happen. The other thing Tasmanians love is having a lot of boys that are being drafted from Tasmania and playing in the AFL so that they can follow them. That gives them a sense of pride. Mm. I've got no doubt about that. And what's happened in recent years is that seems to have dried up. So I think really what we need to do is create the pathway there for them, which was there when I was coached the Tassie Mariners 20 years ago, and that was the pathway. That got the boys excited. That gave them that close link connection to AFL footy. And for me, I think, you know, nothing short of that is what's going to help fix Tassie footy in the short term. And that get there is something to aspire to, the Tassie Mariners. And from there, you can get drafted. And I think that's the sell in Tasmania at the moment to try and get footy to rise up again, is that let's get some pride back into place and let's see how many guys we can get drafted and we can feel proud of. Because I know that everybody loved the Richos, you know, the Royce Harts, the Daryl Baldocks, the Alistair Lynches, the Matthew Armstrongs. They're the talking point down there. So as long as we're producing players for the top level, that'll suffice for now. And then I think we've got to build some structures like the Mariners to create that, maybe try and get a team in the VFL so there's something for older guys to aspire to. And then, you know, one day, hopefully, the right thing gets done and Tassie has an AFL team, because they are one of the original four AFL states and you can't get away from that.
No, and it sounds like from all reports, Chris, there's going to be a strong representation of Tasmanians in this year's draft, which is a very strong one. So that is good news, and they're still producing that state some very strong players. But just before I let you go, I want to ask you a couple more on Brisbane if you've got time. Chris, you've had another text from Nathan saying, hi Sam, would you be able to ask Chris Fagan, I was going to ask this anyway, Chris, how Dane Zorko is dealing with his strong tagging this year?
Yeah. Well, it's a new scenario for him. And he had a brilliant year last year and quite deservedly was an All-Australian. And, you know, so as I said before, teams are doing a little bit more homework on us. Obviously, they perceive at the moment that Dane's a real motivator for us. So he's learning to come to grips with that. I think he's been tagged in pretty much every game this year. He's coped with that well on three or four occasions, and on a couple of occasions it hasn't worked out so well for him. So it's like anything new, you go through a learning phase and of success and failure, and you work out what works for you, and you come up with a solution. And I'm sure that in time and with patience from us and us helping him and his teammates becoming better as well, that he'll work his way through that and return to be the player that he was last year.
And can we assume that Luke Hodge will come back from his rest this week against the Pies?
No, that was just the plan last week. He had a spell, and he'll be available this week for selection. So, yeah, he'll be back.
Another big test against the Pies, Chris. They look in good form the last few weeks.
Yeah, they've been in great form, haven't they? Like, I've managed to watch their last three games. The game in Adelaide, they were brilliant that night. That's a pretty tough place to win over there. And then, obviously, played brilliantly against... against Essendon, and really good against the Tigers until I got a little bit tired late. So we're under no illusions. When you're down where we are, mate, every game's a tough game, and we just look forward to playing against them and getting some feedback on where we're at. And as I keep saying, each week we play and prepare to win, and because that's the only way to develop a young team. And we get disappointed when we don't, but importantly, we just keep learning the lessons.
Yeah, no doubt there are exciting times ahead for the Brisbane Lions. Chris, appreciate your time. We could talk about the Lions, the state of the game, Tasmanian footy all night long. Unfortunately, we don't have the time to do so, but we really appreciate it, and good luck this Sunday against the Pies.
Thanks, Sam. Cheers, mate.
Chris Fagan there, the coach of the Brisbane Lions. By the way, Collingwood has confirmed that Ben Reid will miss 1 to 2 weeks with a sore Achilles, and James Aish will miss at least a month with a PCL. So more bad injury news, unfortunately, for the Pies. It is Sunday Funday at the Gabba, by the way. Got plenty of listeners in Queensland. Kids go free with an adult purchase ticket. Bounce is at 4:40. It is live on 11:16 SEN.